Everyone liked Bree. Her sense of adventure, her exuberance. She brought in a lot of business. She and his mother were complementary forces, he'd heard her say. And Paul saw that. Bree and his mother moved through their lives like point and counterpoint, one impossible without the other, one pulling always against the other. So their voices mingling back and forth, and then his mother's unhappy laugh, the door slamming. He sat up, stretching. Free. The house was quiet, the hot water heater ticking. Paul went downstairs and stood in the cool light of the refrigerator, eating macaroni and cheese from a Corningware dish with his fingers, studying the shelves. Not much. In the freezer, he found 6 boxes of Girl Scout cookies, thin mints. He ate a handful, rinsing down the cool chocolate discs with milk drunk straight from the plastic jug. Another handful, then, the milk jug swinging from his hand, he walked back through the living room, where his father's blankets were piled neatly on the couch, to the den. The girl was still there, sleeping. He slipped another cookie in his mouth, letting the mint and chocolate melt slowly, studying her. Last night, the familiar angry voices of his parents had risen up to his room, and although they were arguing, the stone he had felt in his throat at the thought of his father lying dead somewhere, his father gone forever, immediately that had dissolved. Paul got out of bed and started down the stairs, but on the landing he stopped, taking in the scene. His father in a white shirt that had gone unwashed for days, his dress pants stained everywhere with mud, limp and bedraggled, a full beard on his face and his hair barely combed. His mother in her peach satin robe and slippers curved around her folded arms, her eyes narrowed, and this girl, this stranger, standing in the doorway in a black coat that was too big, clutching at the edges of the sleeves with her fingertips. His parents' voices mingling, rising. The girl had looked up, past the swirling anger. Her eyes had met his. He'd stared, taking her in, her paleness and her uncertain glance, her ears so delicately sculpted. Her eyes were such a clear brown, so tired. He had wanted to walk down the steps and cup her face in his hands. 3 days, his mother was saying, and then you come home like, my God, look at you, David, like this and with this girl, pregnant, you say, and I'm supposed to take her in, no questions asked. The girl flinched then and looked away, and Paul's eyes had fallen to her stomach, flat enough beneath the coat, except that she had rested one hand there protectively, and he saw the slight swell beneath her sweater. He stood very still. The argument went on. It seemed to last a long time. Finally, his mother, silent and tight-lipped, had pulled sheets, blankets, pillows from the linen closet and thrown them down the stairs at his father, who had taken the girl very formally by the elbow and led her to the den.